Well, as you know, this is a process that started way back in 2008 when we had reached the highest level of our deployment in Liberia. Since then, gradually, the strength of the mission was brought down, and in tandem with that, the government of Liberia started increasing its own capacity in order to assume responsibilities for various areas of security. According to the government of Liberia plan of transition for UNMIL, they have infused a whole lot of resources and effort in order to boost the capacity of the various Liberian institutions in order to take over responsibility for all aspects of security in the country. Fully confident that with this added capacity that they have managed to master, they'll be able to do a very good job of discharging their responsibilities towards providing protection and security to the population of Liberia.
What role shall the mission play beyond June 30th?
As you know, we will be still retaining 1,240 soldiers and over 600 police officers on the ground, coupled with a large number of civilians. We will continue providing support in capacity building to the security institutions of Liberia at a strategic level. And we will also be on standby just in case the level of threat is overwhelming the capacity of the Liberian institutions to the point that there would be a danger of a strategic reversal of our gains. Then we will step in and help out in the area of our operation and deployment and also within our capacity. We will also remain engaged on various other aspects of work with the Liberian institutions beyond security that would enable the institutions of the government to discharge their responsibilities more effectively.
Liberians time and again express concerns about the security transition by June 30th and the eventual exit of UNMIL from Liberia at a later date. What do you make of such concerns?
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, in any theater where you have a large number of international uniformed presence, their drawdown and eventual departure would cause a little bit of concern amongst the population. I've been traveling around Liberia for the past few months, and wherever I go, that expression of concern is made by literally everybody. The man on the street, the local officials, the traditional leaders, even senior government officials in the capital have also shared that concern with us. But frankly speaking, I do not see any reason for being worried about the further drawdown of the United Nations because Liberian institutions have come a long way. They have created a capacity that is tantamount to adequate, in my opinion, in order to meet the challenges that one could foresee at this stage. Besides, I think this is the responsibility of the people of Liberia as well. Security is not just a job of security institutions. Everyone should be involved in it. In the political field, all political parties, in the civil society, all the civil society organizations, and in the general public, everybody should assume responsibility for making sure that the stability and peace that has been brought to Liberia over the past 13 years is preserved and guarded. So I have no reason to really worry about it.
Recently, the UN Security Council lifted the last remaining targeted sanctions against Liberia, but some critical benchmarks, such as enactment of the Firearms and Ammunition Control Act, remain to be completed. What role will UNMIL play under your leadership to ensure that these and other related acts are passed?
Well, it's a good testimony to the Liberia's success over the past few years. When the Council decides to lift sanctions and embargoes on a nation, it means that the Council is satisfied with the progress that has been achieved. So I should compliment the Liberian authorities and people for having reached that level that gives the Council the assurance to lift the last element of the embargo on Liberia. There are certain acts that would regulate overall the rule of law area, but in particular also the control and management of the arms and ammunition in Liberia. This act has been approved by the legislature, but it has not been sent as yet to the executive in order to be enacted by the act of the president. We hope that the legislature will take urgent action, not only on this one, but also on the Police Act and on the BIN, the Bureau of Immigration and Naturalization Act as well. With the support that the international community is providing, all these areas would be adequately covered and managed by the Liberian institutions.